Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're.
Well,
pushing
should we
off
give her some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead. Hello, and thanks for whistling to another episode of Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? Did I say whistling? I'm like a young Jiminy Cricket. No, I'm not. I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, and as always, I'm joined in person, but mainly in spirit, by crystal worshipping Claire Cares. Claire. Give a little whistle, won't you?
I'd like to say that I enjoyed that intro, but I'd be worried that my nose would start growing. But I can say that I'm delighted to be here once again, ready to sniff out the mess clogging up the nation's arseholes. And it's me, Claire Cares.
Great. And joining us today, we have...
Oh.
Is that your name, O?
Mm-hmm.
How are we spelling that?
Was that
four O's?
Five O's.
Wow. And did your mother and father call you that, or are you in the dramatic arts?
My father and mother were in the dramatic arts.
So they give you a character name from birth.
I'm very special.
And did they sit you down? When did they sit you down and explain to you that you're a character?
I think I was 16.
Late.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a difficult thing to hear?
Very difficult. Nobody wants to hear that they're not real.
Yes.
Yeah, quite. And your parents, they do AmDram or professional pieces, or what's their vibe?
They write professional pieces for the National Theatre, but they've yet to stage something.
Right. Very hopeful.
So... the reason you're here is obviously because your arsehole stinks.
Yes.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Thank you. Claire Cares.
Thank you.
We've all got names.
Oh.
Some of them real, some of them character names.
Mm. Yes.
Difficult to know who's who.
Very.
And what would you say is the narrative of your life, Dr. Benjamin Jones? It's quite good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
The narrative of my life... well, I was born.
Mm-hmm. Act one.
Act one. And then I grew up in the mean streets of London.
Mm-hmm.
If you imagine like a Eponine sort of childhood.
Eponine.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean for other listeners?
Mm-hmm. Eponine from the musical Les Miserables.
Oh, a lot of your reference points are theatrical, aren't they?
Yes.
Because you look, it's funny because you don't look theatrical.
I look very normal, don't I?
Yes. I'm just waiting for her to burst into song or something.
I have
something
eyes
like
and ears and hair.
Mm.
How would someone look theatrical?
A feather boa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And yet you've turned up with none as far as I can see, anyway.
No, but I do have a snake.
Oh.
Okay. And where is the snake now?
Dr. Benjamin Jones has got a snake, haven't you?
She's being grotesque. Oh. Okay, let's just...
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, I think that's for the best.
Yes.
Where's your snake?
My snake, I've left it in my on my bicycle outside.
Right, we can all say we've got a snake.
I suppose it's like a lock, is it?
It's like a lock, exactly. Yeah. It's you just attach it to the mouth,
yeah,
and then you hope that it keeps it there.
Very handy.
And the snake is poisonous, so if you attach it and it bites its own tail, it poisons itself, and then it keeps for like an hour.
Mm, I love that.
Why don't you use some headphones, and you'll hear us more clearly.
Just a little tip for you as well. If you are alone and you are at a bar, you can order a drink by saying, "Nothing for me, but a lemonade for the boy." And then you get the lemonade, and then you ask the boy to pay for it. Get a free drink. So why do you think your arsehole stinks?
Another free drink.
Is that feminism?
Oh, sorry. No, but a free way you can get another drink, which is a bit more feminist, is a low plunging neckline and a slip of a wink, you know?
Why do you think your arsehole stinks?
There are a lot of factors into that, I think. Mm-hmm. First of all, it hurts a little.
Mm. Okay.
Has anything been up there unusual, or is it smarting? Or
no, I keep it very, very clean in that aspect.
Unused. Mm. Yes, and I think that's the best way.
Yeah. Well,
totally clean.
I did experiment with my snake once.
Right.
Okay.
That
sounds terrifying.
It was exciting.
Head first.
Tail first. Oh, I don't know the difference.
Very okay. Avant-garde, very zhuzhy and sort of free thinking, you know, but also quite dangerous and not recommending to put a snail's tip of the anything up the bottom.
Sorry, what colour is your snake?
Green.
Okay, so if you just draw a little black line on the tail, then you'll know which way is going up your arsehole. Just a little tip there from Dr. Benjamin Jones.
See, that's why I came here, to clarify things like that.
Thank you.
That was horrible.
When you were told that you were a character at 16, did your arsehole smell before that? Or was that around the time it started to smell?
Funny you should mention that, because it did start around that time.
How did you then move on from that? Did you try and discover who you really are? Or did you just commit to staying in the character?
I committed to staying in the character. And then I also needed to figure out my backstory. So it was me trying to write my own childhood again.
Thank you.
And remember, yogurt's not as good for you as people seem to think. That's just a message from Claire Cares.
Very nice, Claire. How did your friends react to you being a character?
They didn't like it. They all disappeared, actually.
Huh.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
It was almost like they'd been written out of the narrative.
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way.
Dr. Benjamin
Jones.
Very good
at analogies, Dr. Yeah. Benjamin Jones.
Well, thank you, but it's, you know, this does sound like a sorry tale.
What about if you changed your second name to, oh my God, just my God.
My God, yeah.
My God. And then it would add a sort of upbeat, because O makes you sound like something's gone wrong. Oh, I've dropped an egg on my foot, etc. Or something worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine it?
What is the surname?
I feel like that's a oh, no.
No.
That your surname's No, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
You've got a no. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What about Yes? Oh, Yes.
Could you marry someone with the surname Yes and then...
Thank you.
Then I'd be, oh, yes. That's very sexual.
Maybe.
No, I did find that sexual, actually.
I know
actually.
A woman That's called Caroline sexual. Maybe. If you got married with her, it's, oh, maybe.
Oh, that's very nice.
It's actually quite positive then.
Yeah. That's very, yes, I quite like that. That's quite neutral.
Or what about middle name Show, last name Time? Oh, Showtime. Mummy and Daddy would not be happier. They would be happy.
That's very cliche, though, don't you think?
Mm, it's a bit cliche.
Oh, Showtime.
My friends back home call me Cliche Claire. And sometimes they call me Eclair when I eat too much. Because, of course, the eclair is quite fattening.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite funny.
Mm. Yeah.
She does like to shovel things in her mouth.
Yes, I do. Got any nicknames? Right, the same, but what, one less O.
Yes.
Daddy.
I don't want to wash your hair. Can I ask, how did you get the nickname? Oh.
My father gave it to me.
Right.
Was he cross with you at the time?
He was excited.
Okay. What is your relationship like now with your parents?
We don't speak very often.
Sorry, I just had to pause there to give Dr. Benjamin Jones a bit of a thumbs up because that was a lovely question, quite poetic. Yeah, sometimes he's great at broadcasting.
Thank you.
And other times an utter donkey. We all have days off. Okay, and it's Claire Cares broadcasting here on the radio, and you can listen back on playback.
What just wrecked the psych?
What just wrecked the psych?
Psychology.
Now, I want to put you through a bit of a psychology test now, O.
Okay.
If you don't mind. I think this is sort of specifically for you, mm-hmm. catered for you, because it will involve some role play. Okay. Now, I am going to pass you some food. But before I do that, I want you to shut your eyes. Okay? So if you shut your eyes for me now, and I'm going to pop the food into your mouth. Before I do that, keep your eyes shut. Are you allergic to Jaffa Cakes? Oh?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Right, now I'm just popping it in your gob. And there it is. And you can... Now, can you tell me what it is you've just eaten?
It's orange.
Mm-hmm.
It's chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
There is chocolate orange.
Is it an orange macaroon-ish?
Okay.
Macaroon?
I'm going to stop you.
That's out of budget.
I'm going to stop you there. You've actually just been crunching on a brick. Now, the reason you felt like you were having an orange chocolatey flavour is because I put the Jaffa Cake into your mind, into your psychology. What we've learned there is that you're a very impressionable person. You can be easily influenced, and that is very dangerous indeed.
That has been my problem, I think, for some time, now that you mention it.
Mm.
Oh, what's your favourite number seven? What's your favourite number seven?
Six.
Huh.
Mm, the okay. Pattern.
The
pattern was slightly broken there.
Huh. Okay, back to you, Dr.
Do
Benjamin.
You think about sex
I'm
a lot?
Out of my depth. Hmm?
Maybe she's thinking about sex.
Oh.
Sex and six do sound the same.
That's what I've noticed.
In the Nordic languages, sex is six and sex.
And I'll tell you something about 69ing. Not as fun as you might think, because there's a lot of sort of scrabbling around, you know.
Mm.
And you think, oh yeah, get it done at the same time, as it were.
You need to be sure.
And, sorry?
You need to be sure.
Yes, you need to be sure. And you need to be short on time.
Yeah.
You pack it all in.
That's what my parents have told me.
Huh?
That's what my parents have told me.
They...
What?
Her parents have told her that she's got to be short on time.
Oh.
Whenever she's doing a 69.
And 69, yes.
Short on time for a 69. Okay. And we will be selling merchandise with a short on time, have a 69.
Is this a jingle?
What does your character do for a living?
My character mostly cycles around a lot.
For money? Delivery?
No, just bringing joy to people, mostly children.
Okay, that sounds
dark. I like to intercede or intercept children who are about to find out that they're not real.
Oh, give me
right.
Back.
This is interesting.
This is lovely.
This is really nice. Yeah.
So that they can deal with the situation a bit better, and hopefully I can save those kids from a trauma.
A trauma that might make their arsehole stink. How do you spot a child that's actually a character?
I just follow the smell.
But you said earlier, I'm not trying to push you, but you said earlier that you didn't notice the smell until it was revealed to you that you were a character. So did your asshole stink the whole time?
I didn't think that we would get this far in.
Well, we are going all the way like the snake up your asshole.
I think I was in denial, really, about the smell for quite some time.
Okay, this is nice.
And then when I found out that my world wasn't real, everything just crumbled down and all of my walls fell.
Keep going. The snake is just whispering around your anus. It's trying to creep in. Keep going.
It's called Benny.
Benny.
Yeah.
Now, who is Benny?
Benny's my friend.
Real friend?
Well, he's my IKEA friend.
Okay.
Quick message here. There's a lot of talk about the EU, but is there enough talk about you? And it's Claire Cares with more slogans here on the radio. Jingly, jingly, listen.
Now, just before that lovely message, O was baffling on about Benny.
Prattling on or battling on?
Baffling on.
Baffling on. Waffling on.
Benny from IKEA.
Snitching on.
Yes? Why are you snitching on Benny?
Am I snitching on him? He's not very
kind. A little bit. Benny's just being a creature of habit, a creature of love, a creature of the planet Earth.
He's not very kind. He keeps going up my butt.
Yeah. Well, that's what snakes do. Snakes and rodents, Richard Gere. Big thing in the 90s.
A big thing in the 90s. Mm. Claire, are you suggesting that the snake is actually named Benny?
Ah, oh, Benny Bottocks.
I don't know how you knew that.
It's a stab in the dark that the snake's taking.
One of her fairies must have told her.
Yeah, I do get messages, actually, from the, I was going to say UEFA, but it's not, that's not that. I think it's one of my angels having a bit of a joke and a laugh. So we're getting nowhere fast here on Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty?
The doctor will see you now.
So when was the last time you spoke to your parents?
I spoke to my father at the Summer's Eve dance, 1991.
And how old is you then?
I was 15 at the time.
Okay. There's another gap in your story, and it is a giant gap, bigger than the stench coming from your arsehole. You said that when you were 16, your parents sat you down and told you that you were a character. Now, all of a sudden, you spoke to your dad for the final time at the summer dance of 91 when you were 15. Okay. Who are you really?
What is
your real name?
I don't like what you're insinuating here.
Are you really called O with four O's? Tell me your real name. I haven't got time for this.
It's Ho.
Oh, God.
I definitely thought there was a H there. Mm. Is this misleading as well, though, Claire? Because I'm not sure if you've noticed this, but we do appear to be conversing with a snake.
Oh.
Are we, in fact, sitting here with Benny?
Oh, God. Now, you don't think things like this can happen. But I have been a big believer in shape-shifting, in animals from another planet, etc.
Yep, you do talk about it a lot.
And now we've got fucking proof, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Well,
you will eat your hat before Monday because we are sitting here with a snake lady.
There's nothing you can prove.
Oh, dear.
The tone has changed, for sure.
The tone has changed. I have got a hat made of chocolate, fortunately, just after Easter.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
That's good for me.
Lovely stuff. And what of the snake? This, right after St. Patrick's Day, and right after, I mean 2 months after.
I never knew that snakes had arseholes. Benny, whereabouts is your arsehole?
I don't have an asshole.
I'm just going to Google that because I think they must be pooping.
I'm here to crawl up your buttholes.
Okay. I'm holding my arsehole. Claire, you're Googling and you're not protected. Claire, you need to place...
I'm protecting my arsehole.
Benny is very close.
Do snakes have feelings? Do snakes have butts? It's on Yahoo Answers.
I think they sort of just poo out their mouths, don't they?
Snakes do not have butts, but they do have an anus.
And...
Exactly.
It's on there.
And now I'm finding your anus.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Claire, you don't seem to be reacting to Benny being halfway up your arsehole. Is that because...
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it.
It's quite a big gap up there, isn't there?
I'm enjoying myself. For once on this bloody show, I'm a woman writhing and wriggling to the tune of a snake. So shoot me down if I'm adventurous today.
It's very spacious up here.
When I started this podcast, if I'm honest, I did think there would come a time when a snake crawled up Claire's arsehole. And it's finally happened on episode 712.
Why is your bottom so dirty?
Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree. Okay, so it's goodbye from me, Claire Cares, and I guess the advice this week is try something new. You never know. You might like it.
Okay, I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones. If you do see Claire Cares out in the street and you think, oh, her arsehole smells, it's not her, it's the snake that's crawled up inside her.
It's a conspiracy.
Snakes can be lovers too. Good night.
God bless. America.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.